Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. I'm here to have another wonderful program. Today is Monday, and it's the third month, March 26, 2012. So let's see here. We can start off with an emotional clearing, if you'd like to have it, everybody. And think of a situation that maybe came upon you during the weekend. Normally, hopefully, you've all had an emotional healing, so maybe this may not affect you too much. But sometimes things can creep up on you. So if you haven't had the unlimited emotional to take care of it, we'll do that right now for you. That's why the unlimited is so nice after you do the whole lifetime emotional, because you just go into whenever you choose to get a clearing. But if you haven't had that or haven't had the whole life one, then here we go. So think of that situation. And here we go. So clearing that. And we have to bring it up because the light doesn't judge you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one here for people that maybe, possibly, you encountered some kind of alien life form during this week here, or the weekend, we'll say. And maybe inside of that life form was a shapeshifter that you didn't really realize. And they came out, saw momentarily, and they jumped back in. Or just maybe you feel something maybe around your neck that doesn't just seem to be correct. Like one of those snake energies or something like that. So here we go. Let's first look for the shapeshifters and just see if your body twitches or anything. As soon as I mentioned that word alien critter, shapeshifter type thing, they were frozen, so they couldn't run away. So here we go. Releasing, if you do have one, you may not. Most people don't have them, but you never know. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, I'm yawning. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So somebody may have something there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, this is kind of a weird situation, because as I was doing that, I had this picture. I didn't see who it was out there listening, but I did see the picture of this alien species inside of someone, and it had a baby. So at that point, when I was counting, I asked if it wanted to go to the light, and it looks like it went to the light. So very, very nice. So if you felt your body twitch a couple of times, it was because it just had a new offspring. So we'll see what happens with that. It could be taken a different way, too. It could be taken that possibly that a shapeshifter could have been the opposite sex of you, and maybe you could have a hybrid this way. So that does happen also. But anyway, it's in the light, so if that is the case, which may not be, but if it is the case, you have really nothing to worry about too much here. So now let's do a snake energy that could be around your neck, around your rib cage. So we'll take this away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just finished the expo this weekend. It's a great expo. So I'll let Kathy come on here. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hello, Ron. Yes, hi, everyone. Welcome back, Ron, and so nice to hear you again live, and glad that you had such a good time at the expo. Saw a little bit of it on the live stream that you had arranged, and thank you very much for that. And the people in the fast chat are all saying welcome back and hello and want to hear about a little bit about your time at the New Life Expo in New York. I know you had your booth there with the monitors that have the light beams, and you had the wonderful healing light chamber, and you did the workshops and the conferences. So could you please tell us a little bit about that, and how did people receive word about the Creation Lightship and the instantaneous healings that they perform for everybody?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun this time. Normally it's always a lot of fun. We probably had about 20-25 people on the list. That was Saturday night. That was pretty cool. People really enjoyed having the lectures where I took out, the clone bodies. So that was a lot of fun. People were very eager. A few people came back and told their friends from the last expo. So it was a pretty big success, the last event that we did. I think both the events, the rooms were filled, come to think of it. We did three of them, so I'm kind of just go back. Friday night's attendance was, always a little bit lower than the weekend, but I think we had both rooms, the two other events on Saturday and Sunday. So it was very, very good. Interesting to me, what happened was on one of the events, I had the people come up to the front, and typically we have, it could be maybe 10 to 15 people come up, and I did it, and then one lady said she didn't feel too much or feel a change, and I did energize the roses on the last one that was sitting next to me on the table. Everybody could see that change from being, a hologram of roses versus being real roses. So this one lady never felt much, so I had to do it a little longer for her, just for her by herself, and then she could feel it. So very possibly, I can't guarantee this, but it's possible maybe she was an actual a clone at that time, which I didn't detect. But that could be what it is. I'm not going to say that she was, but normally my voice will stop when everybody's done. So I had to redo her, then she could feel it. So it's possible that that was actually a real clone that was in the room. But the clones are not destroyed. They're just put, into a hibernation, like quarantine room, so that after ascension they can be given, life as a true, creation from the light. It would be awful to actually, physically destroy all of them. I may have mentioned that initially about them being gone, or maybe even I could have used the word destroyed, but all of them are in quarantine. You won't see them ever again like yourself, and they may actually change a little bit so that they'll look similar, but because you wouldn't want to go to the universe of light and be somewhere on some planet, there's zillions of them, but to see maybe, a bunch of copies of you, that would not happen. But that was very interesting. So, I don't know if we had a beep out there. I heard something a while back, but maybe it's just some, a little bit of noise on the line or something. So anyway, the expo was very nice. Saw a lot of people that we always know, and it's kind of nice when you really don't know someone by their name, and then they say hi to you when you're there, and thank you for being there. So New York's expos are very warm, and the people are very caring, so they had a wonderful time this time. But if we do have anybody listening that came to the expo, possibly you might want to call in and describe what it was like for you, or maybe even what the lectures were, if that's a possibility. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Before I forget, I want to thank you for those sample healings and ask the listening audience if they felt or noticed any changes, especially with that alien critter removal, the snake energy, or the other thing Ron mentioned about the baby. That would be interesting to know. And Ron, I went to your expo in Los Angeles, and it was the second one I'd been to, and I noticed some of the people who were pretty familiar with from the fast chat, who I know are also in the decloning conference calls, and saw them at the first expo, and then I saw them at the second one about 6 months later, and they had been in the conference calls, and they looked absolutely more radiant the second time, the next time that I saw them. Plus, the people that were standing at the booth waiting to go into the healing chamber, the lightship chamber, seemed to be real patient and calm and collected, and were just so smiling and happy, just a whole different energy than it seemed like the rest of the people in the expo. So I just like to hear from the people who are in on the East Coast who went to the New Life Expo and to talk about their own personal experience, something like they might have experienced if they went to any of the conferences or the workshops. I see Liz and Marie went, and I'm encouraging them to call. So let's hear from you and shed some light on what it was like from your point of view for us. Although it's really interesting to hear Ron's experience, too, and we know people come from near and far to meet Ron and hear about the Creation Lightship, and he does a lot of work there, a lot of workshops, and always working at the booth. So reaches a lot of people, which is fantastic. So that, and also he made the video available or the conference call available so you could hear it live, and that was very wonderful, Ron. Felt like we were there if we had the time to choose to be there. So thank you for that. We do have a few questions on the fast chat, and by the way, I do want to mention that those sample healings Ron did are taken from complete healings that are on the website, creationlightship.com. He has many, many, I'd say over almost 600 healings now, and so those are available through the website, the top of the page. And he will be doing another workshop, too, on the 29th, which is coming up Thursday, while in New York. So even though he's there, he's still here on the radio. So thanks, Ron, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that workshop on the 29th.
Sure, yeah. So we'll be doing a workshop at January 6th. A lot of people know about the TRS Center. I believe it's on 32nd Street. So I hope it's 32nd. Yeah, I think it's 32nd Street. I get the avenues and the streets mixed up. That sounds about right. And so anyway, it'll be 6 to 9:30. Also include in that the we'll be on the clone decloning call also for people. So that'll be interesting to see people there having these energies change. I thought about the light infusion chamber. It takes us a long time to put up. Long time may not mean much to you. A short time would be an hour. To me, I guess this is a long, long, long time. So we basically started Thursday about 1 o'clock. And we think we finished about maybe 9 or 10 at night. Then we had another probably 3 hours to do on it. So it does take a lot of physical labor. And when we're putting this thing up, you know, I kind of often wonder why am I going through all this labor? You know, it doesn't make sense. Nobody ever does this, you know, at any of the expos. Nobody just come in. Somebody will just put a drop cloth behind them, you know, on the wall and put a table with some literature, and they're raring to go. And here we are, like, kind of like struggling putting this thing up here. And, you know, once you get it up, then it's great. So, but it is interesting. When you go in the chamber, there are lights that are the conduit to imprint into your body in there. That's why, and how it works for the mask on. And it's very neat. You feel that these lights penetrate your body normally during or after the first session. And the first time through it, it cleans off your auric field. So when you leave it, you do look different. I mean, you look clear. You look like you, it's almost as if when you view a person, when you first see them, it's kind of like you, we have a collar coming up, but it looks like you have, looking at them with glasses that kind of have like a light tint to them in a sense. And it makes the person look kind of fuzzy. And then when they walk out of the chamber, it's like you took your glasses off and you cleaned them, or you had no glasses whatsoever, when you're viewing them, and they look completely different. That's how it looks for most people. They want the natural, the person themselves will actually see clearer normally. So if we have a caller on. So we have a caller out there.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi. Hi, guys. Hi, hi, Ron and Kathy and everybody. It's Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
And just calling in to share what my experience was at the expo on Saturday. It was very cool. So,
did you go to a workshop?
I did go to one of Ron's lectures, the Saturday lecture, and he did decloning on people, volunteers from the audience, which was really interesting to watch, and I also participated in it. And when I was watching, you could really see in some individuals a significant change. And sometimes people's just facial expressions softened, or they, when they got up, they were kind of like anxious looking, and then when they sat down, they were like smiling, and their eyes looked brighter, and they just looked happier somehow, or more relaxed. It was pretty interesting to actually watch it. Because, you know, as you're doing it, or Ron's doing a healing on you or decloning you, you're not really seeing yourself. So it was interesting from both perspectives to have it, you know, to have yourself decloned and then to watch others being decloned. And then, so that was cool. And it was really interesting because I found Ron's booth. I wasn't sure where it was. There's so many exhibitors. I'm walking around and like everyone's booth kind of looked the same. There's just sort of a dullness to all of it, even though like people have like crystals and lights and ionic whatever, and you're just kind of walking around in a daze. And then I came around the corner and I came into the room and I just saw the light chamber, and I went, wow, that's really it's just incredible what the difference is in the energy around the light chamber. And Ron's exhibition area is just somehow like the energy was so much brighter. I mean, and what he said is true, like you really can't miss it. It was really, that really struck me. And then I did a sample healing there, which was much more intense than the radio healings. And it was just all the chakras being cleared for the pain body and stress, and within the past 5 days. And there was one in particular called the heartache clearing, I believe, which was pretty intense. So I kind of did that and then walked around. And then I went actually into the infusion chamber. I did the 5 visits for $40. And that was just so interesting. The first 3 times were really interesting, and I saw all kinds of, like, different types of just light imagery when I was in there, sort of like just different, like, balls of energy with, like, cords radiating out of them and silhouettes and kind of, like, it was really cool. And I felt, like, the first 3 times I did it were really sort of wow. And then the 4th time I did it, I took breaks in between. The 4th time I did it, I felt so solid. Like and Ron actually commented, and he said, yeah, you look really solid. And it was just so cool. And it was really, really cool. I just don't know what else to say, except the one thing that I took away from it was I didn't really have any interest in looking at the other exhibits. And I noticed that, like, I used to do a lot of yoga, and I used to do a lot of, like, meditation. And after I would do those things, it was kind of like I would become addicted to the intensity of it. And there wasn't that type of feeling at all with Ron or the CLS experience. It's just complete peace energy. There's no sort of, like, intense. And it's weird because it's like you're doing yoga to sort of detach from those feelings. But in a sense, I was creating them. So this is really kind of like the one thing that I was doing to kind of just really feel that peace energy. And it's really great. And I met a lot of great people. I met Marie R. and I met Ed, and I met some other folks. And there's just like such a, I don't know, just such a great different energy. So yeah, I could see people changing, and you kind of like, I took some crystals in with me to have them neutralized, and I noticed afterwards, like, I showed one to my boyfriend, and he was like, it really looks different. I was like, yeah, I neutralized it for you. Well, the light beings did, I didn't. But, so yeah, the whole experience is really cool, and I'm really glad I made the trek in to go, and I would encourage mm-hmm. anybody who's like, you know, if you have the opportunity to go, because it's really, really different in person. It's really cool. And, oh, I signed up to do the Whole Lifetime Emotional, so I put a down payment on that. So I'm gonna start that journey. So that, I'm sorry if I went on and on, but...
No, it's so nice to hear your report. I feel like I'm there with you. Can you talk a little bit more about when you did the healings with the monitors? Were those... you said that was a significant healing too. It was the heartache one, and then there was other monitors there.
Yeah,
you saw there was
there
light beams on there, right?
There, yeah. It's basically kind of like the radio show. I listen to the show usually with my headphones on, and I have the light being up on the screen. So there were four monitors, and you would kind of come up to the table, and you'd put on the headphones, and it was basically Ron's voice doing the clearings. Of the chakras from different bodies, like the stress body, the pain body, the heartache clearing, and going through like from the sixth chakra all the way to the first chakra. So whatever happened to you in the past 5 days that may be negatively affecting you on whatever other body level, he would clear that. And I actually was like tearing up during some of them because, there has been a lot of stressful occurrences in my life in this past week, and I mean, really, this couldn't have come at a better time. But it was, Kathy, it was really different because mm-hmm. it's much more intense doing it there for some reason than doing it on the BBS show. And sometimes the BBS shows are intense for me because I tend to feel everything really sensitively. Mm-hmm. But even doing it there was just, it was kind of overwhelming, but not in a negative way at all. Just like, wow, I can finally let go of this crap, you know? So it was interesting, and it was interesting to watch people kind of come up to it like, oh, maybe they like got an inkling that something was there, or like some people would engage, but others would just kind of walk by it, and then some would like come back. And at one point, Ron had like this captive audience around him. He was talking about like, I think he was talking about abductees. I wasn't really listening, but I could sort of hear bits and pieces. But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's interesting. Like you feel something or you sense something, and hopefully like the light within you realizes this being true light and, you know, can reconnect to those pieces. But yeah, so that it was interesting. And that was the first thing I did was the chakra clearing, which mm-hmm. was like my yeah. first sort of introduction to it.
Wow.
But, like, having done that and then gone ahead and did, like, the 5 sessions in the light infusion chamber, I mean, I left and I felt great. And one of the healings that, like, every time you go into the chamber, you can request a different healing. And one of the healings I requested was for an old hamstring injury that I've had for years. And afterwards, I met up with some friends for dinner, and I was kind of lost. So I'm, like, walking these, like, long blocks because I haven't been in New York in quite a while. I'm like looking for this restaurant that I used to know. And I walked like 3 or 4 long blocks, and I didn't feel like the hamstring wasn't bothering me at all. And usually it starts bothering me after like a block. So I felt much lighter afterwards. And I was just like, wow, this is really cool. Anyway, I think I'm talking too much.
Oh, no, it's fine. Everyone's following along with your observations here. I know I am. And people in the fast chat are, enjoying what you're having to say. Janice commented that what you described about being at the booth and in the light chamber, it's sort of like a welcome home energy. and I felt that too when I was there. So, yeah, you just can't help but talk about it and notice and share. You know, it's a very special experience. And Ron worked very hard to set that up. He's got more than one booth, which is, you know, expensive. So he does it all for us. And he does a lot. And then, of course, then you have the clearings. But when you can be there in person and actually observe the way everything works and feel the energy firsthand, it's a little different, yes. So you felt it, obviously, if you're able to walk so far in New York. Yeah, I can totally understand what you're saying and relate to it as well. I'm sure a lot of people who've been there can. But we really appreciate you calling, Liz. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
all
you
shared.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you,
Liz. It was really nice meeting you. Okay. Yeah. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yes, it's nice seeing you back there. Yeah, the long blocks are probably about a regular block, but three times that. So, you know, for most New Yorkers, that you know, they just think it's normal. But when they're not used to the long blocks, they are definitely long. So, anyway, I don't know. Anyway, but about three times longer, I think, than the regular conventional a block that might take you, you know, 3 or 4 minutes to walk. You know, these are probably, you know, a journey. So anyway, I know what she's talking about. So we could do probably a healing here. Let's do one for timeline crashes. So we'll do a sample of this here. We could do a timeline crash for, I don't know, let's do a timeline crash for gray skies. Haven't done that for a while, I don't think. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I think we have a caller on here, so someone else online?
Yes, I'm Ron. I'm Larry. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Yes, yes, I was. I viewed the expo here through the camera, and it was very good. I enjoyed Ron's talks that he gave, and I enjoyed the. When Ron removed the colognes from the audience and from the people on the stage, I saw their facial expression change, and I saw their clothing change too, which was very obvious that the colognes were being released at that point. And then the discussion, a lot of it was about the aliens, too, that Ron shared. And I'd like to share a viewpoint from my perspective also about the aliens. And
sure,
what I find
sir.
Is that when the aliens come in to take our species from us, it's known as farming, where they breed by their controlled lines and controlled systems. They start to do this breeding of the human beings called farming. And then they take the human, and then they take the babies out. They put their spirits in the babies, and then they start to grow and develop, and they plant seeds in these babies with our bodies, and then they start to do the harvest work. And the harvesting time is after the farming. The harvesting time is when they have the adult beings that grow up attack us and get energies from us, and this seems to be. A misunderstanding that they think that if they get more bodies from us, more and more bodies, that the problem is in the body system, but it's not. The problem is in the spiritual system that they have to heal, and they can get more and more bodies and go into a frenzy for energy, but yet the problem is in the spirit, not in the body. And they get more and more and more bodies for energy to satisfy their frenzy, but yet they don't satisfy their problem. So then they go into shape-shifting and go through portals and gates and everything, and teleport, but yet they expend energy by possibly energy leakage, but yet their energy problem is their frenzy because they keep on getting more humans, more and more and more, and it never ends because they're in a frenzy, but that they're not really solving the problem. Basically, I guess that's about all I have to say about the matter, but there's a conserving of energy and solving a problem intelligently where they could go to the light and get some assistance because the light heals in quarantine, and they could very well heal and so peacefully to come back to peaceful coexistence with themselves for this plight that they're on. They could really, really exponentially heal themselves in a realistic manner if they understood the quarantine on the light ship. So I guess that's the only comment that I have tonight, unless Ron has anything to say about that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, they never get the problem fixed. You know, that's a good observation, because maybe they just have programs in them that will not allow change. Well, we have programs that will allow change and will accept light, because the light's what's going to heal you. And so if they don't have light in them, in those extraterrestrial bodies, those aliens, you know, that are out there that are from the darkness, then, you know, they don't know any other thing than what they have built inside of themselves. So that's another way of looking at it, too. All they're doing is simply doing what they're used to doing. You know, one day is like the next, and there's no solution to a particular problem that they may have. They don't even know about the problem. Oh, okay. Well, we've got another caller, Larry. So, boy, well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, next caller, please.
Hi, Ron. This is Marie R.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you hosting? Hi, Kathy. I just wanted to thank Ron and thank Ed and Chris and everyone that did so much fabulous work at the Expo in Angeli. And to set up what was done there is just, like Liz said, it's like going home. And when you get at that Expo, you just want to be at the light chamber. You just want to be in that area. And when you leave it, I just walk around and I go get something to eat, go over to the Vitamix and get something to drink there, and right back to the light chamber. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's that is something to hear people. A lot of people do say what you say when they come there. Some people who, you know, the people that have been coming there since we brought the chamber in, they basically say, I just come to the Expo, come to the chamber, and I don't go anywhere else like I used to, because the energy is not as high, and they maybe don't want to get, in their own words, become slimed, you know, or pick up something.
That's right.
And they don't want to waste their time. You know, they want to have the clearing, you know, it's you know, what the chamber is there to do, and they do recognize the difference, you know. Once you go in there,
when I went into the chamber, or many times during the day, maybe like one every hour, and I think I said to a couple of them sitting in there when we finished, I goes, I want my sleeping bag, and I just want to stay right here and sleep. And that was the feeling, because once you're in that chamber, you know that you're on the ship, and it's like being hugged. It's like this love of the light beings just surrounding you in this area of light and love and healing. And it's there just isn't any words at all to express something like that. It's just so peaceful. I guess that's what I felt mostly, was the peace. Just peace. It was just love and peace. And I thank you, Ron. I thanks Ed and Angeli. And it was just so wonderful. And the workshop also, the clones, what I noticed with the people were, I noticed the colors change in them. When they would go up and they'd stand up front, they would be very tense. They didn't know what was going to happen. And they were, I wouldn't say dark, but no really color in their faces. And by the time Ron finished, they all had this little bit of a beam in their face, in their color, in their cheeks, and it was really, that was what I noticed the most. So that was a very, very, also a very nice experience.
Yep, that's good.
I also listened to the Ustream on the radio, on a Skype that Ed set up, which was very, very nice, and I listened to the one on the, on the soldiers in the enlistment. I think it was almost 2 hours, Ron. It was fantastic. It was
Oh, great.
It was so full of so much information that that a lot of it I hadn't even heard. So you told a lot more than we usually hear. It was very, very informative, and I plan on listening to that again.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you. I don't know what word it is. It's under Ustream.tv. Then you do a /channel, other /, and creation-like. I'll repeat that. It's on the fast chat, too, but it's Ustream.tv, and /channel, another /, with word creation, and the dash in the center, then light, L-I-G-H-T. So what I like when I'm doing the cloning, taking the replicas out of people, I first do basically 20 of them. I do one at a time, and then I ask how the people are feeling. And I kind of, you know, turn around because a lot of them are behind me now instead of being in front. And I look at them, and they're all knowing something's going on, and they're kind of, you know, almost feeling the excitement as the body now is going, oh, boy, I'm back here, you know. And then after you continue the process, then, you know, they're all kind of beaming. And, you know, I can tell them to feel their hands because you actually feel moisture back into your skin again. So it's like you have a nice lotion on your skin, and your skin is softer. And, you know, at the expos, it's not necessarily, it is probably the hardest sell to tell people that, you know, they're a replica, you know, like, who in the hell is this guy to tell me this, you know, I'm real, you know, and people show up just for curiosity because it's so far out and maybe so far-fetched to anybody's philosophy that you couldn't be, you know, the real you. And until they experience it, I've had people come up to me at this time who was, you know, at the last expo, and they go, man, what a difference that made. And some people, you know, held it for quite a while, you know. I know they tell people you could probably hold it for a couple of days, and some actually held it for maybe a couple of weeks. And that's why we do the continuing calls, you know, on Thursdays at 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. And that's a $20 call, and I try to do it for around 2 hours to get out as many clones as we can out of the people, the replicas. And people did comment again that they felt better. Maybe they had a problem, a pain or something, shoulder ache or whatever, and it just vanishes. And so that's one of the beautiful byproducts of this year. So it's all good. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Thanks again for calling, Marie. I sure appreciate
you. You're welcome. My pleasure.
I noticed, too, that a lot of people in the fast chat are commenting about wanting Ron to come to where they are, to an expo or something. But let's maybe talk about your schedule a little bit, Ron. For you do a lot of expos, one East Coast, one West Coast. You did one in Nebraska. Probably the next expo will be in October in Los Angeles. Isn't that correct? The Conscious Life Expo. So if anyone wants to follow Ron's schedule or go to this expo and plan ahead, you can always go to the Conscious Life Expo website to check out the dates. And it's pretty certain you'll find Ron there on all those days, either in the booth and or in the workshops and conference calls that he does. So, meantime, it's really great to have him here on VBSRadio.com and the other radio shows he does, and also the Q&A. And then he also offers the conference calls, which are just as effective as being there, except you just can't see the other people. You only see yourself. So that's what was so amazing about being at the expo. You can see the change and the difference in the other people, and you can see people actually wanting to experience the light, noticing that it's different. The instantaneous healings, just like Jesus did when he was here, is right there for them. And they just gravitate toward that. So speaking of your conference calls, Ron, did you say you're going to have the conference calls this week starting Wednesday, or I mean starting tomorrow actually would be the next one.
Yeah.
Are we back on the schedule?
Yep, we're back on schedule. Yep, we're on schedule now. So that means that we do in our call on Tuesdays and some atop the website. So we're doing all the calls coming up here. The one possibly on Thursday might have to be cut short a little bit off to see how that goes. Being cut short means an hour. If I can go longer, I will. But we'll be doing a post-decibel workshop after that. And I don't know if I can stay longer than 9:30 the time here, but it will be on time. So if I can, we'll just continue on. We'll just see how that works out. But it'll probably be, it'll be an hour for sure. But yeah, we are on schedule. So in case you're a newcomer listening here, the Tuesday conference call, so about the same time, 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. And I guess it wouldn't be that standard time. Now we're on daylight savings time, but anyway, the time is still a time. The first one would be the having energetic cordings released from you. That'll be tomorrow, which is Tuesday. The Wednesday call that we have is for the weekly water activation with light codes for you, along with the lights appealing, and that's Wednesday. Thursday is the replicas of you being released, taken away. That's the decloning call. And then on Friday, we get rid of the entities that are attached to you to take away your life force energy, too. So these are the calls that we do each week, and they're all $20 apiece. So back to you, Kathy.
And then we do have our special
program. The frequent flyer, too, that you can get on, that would include those calls, too. So, if you can only get on one call a week, just decide which one you want. But they're all beneficial. I would probably recommend, doing the Thursday call to at least know what it's like to get these things off of you. But each call, in fact, the calls will probably sound almost identical. And the feeling that you're having, since you only can view and sense energies in your body through your feeling body, and maybe some of your awarenesses that you may have, but mainly it's a feeling. So the feeling body would probably sense, almost the exact same thing, even though things are being released from you. That would be a different type of energies. But we only have a limited amount of senses that can sense these. We don't have a thing to actually view the entities that would, be some way that, we don't have an entity body, we'll say. You can say, oh, yeah, I feel better this way. It's a whole different experience. Now, because you're using your feeling body and some of your sensory, bodies to sense it, but basically it may feel like the same clearing that you're going through on each one of these calls, but it is completely different energies. And we have really no way to sense what's going on, but each call you do feel better. So, in fact, if you're in a place, just for instance, maybe you work in a hospital, okay, as a nurse or something, or you're seeing a lot of people daily, you may choose to do the courting call. People will be courting you. Especially, if you're really good looking, people get jealous and they put out cords to you. And then also, or maybe you're smarter, maybe you have a way of holding yourself and people like that. Or maybe you're dealing with a lot of energies from people and they have entities. So those two might be, another way of looking at what call you might need, So, It's hard to say, but the actual physical feeling will probably be the same. The appearance change on you would probably be more apparent, with the decloning, okay? And what I'm trying to tell you is that there, for you, you may feel the same type of clearing or sensations on each one of these calls, but they are different.
And again, absentee attendance can be requested in advance or at the time of the conference. And they are $20 each, the conference calls, and you can sign up and pay through the creationlightship.com website at the top of the page where it says special weekly clearings. So some of the comments in the fast chat reflect feeling a relief after those clearings you did at the beginning of the show, Ron. Someone had a migraine and it's dissipated, and someone could feel the snakes leave, and neck pain cleared up. So it's very effective to have these sample clearings, so you can only imagine how being on the calls for an hour or more and doing the clearings too that are on the website 24/7 can actually make a difference in the way you feel all the time and in your life, especially if you get the unlimited. And Ron makes the conference calls so affordable at $20. So you get so much. And I just heard that there's a caller on the line. If so, caller, would you please go ahead? And what's your question for Ron?
Oh, hi, Ron. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi. I met Ron for the first time Saturday at the New Life Expo.
Oh, great.
I went primarily out of curiosity. And I went up and did the decloning. And then I received the materials, but I didn't look at anything that evening. And it wasn't until the next day I went on the website and I read the materials, and especially the flyer that said about the it was like a checklist of the heart-centered energy versus the mind-controlled energy. And when I read the checklist, I said, wow, a lot of the things that Ron was talking about on this flyer resonated in me. It was things that I, before I even met Ron, I was saying to myself, you know, something's not right. We have spiritual liberties. And before I met Ron also, a lot of strange things have been happening to me. I've been through a lot in my own life. And one of the things I have to say is when I went on the website, I was putting the pieces of the puzzle together because I felt that there was a time maybe a month ago, this is before I even met Ron or knew anything about this, I had like maybe an out-of-body experience or a very vivid dream where there were, I felt something in the top of my head, cables attached to the top of my head, and I felt electricity being pumped into me. And I managed to take my left hand and pull these cables out of my head. And as soon as I did that, an alarm went off, like a security alarm, and then I woke up. And I'm asking you now, I don't know, you know, maybe if Ron can give me some feedback on this, because I think maybe it was like an alien attack on me or something.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looks like. I would think that's what it would be. It feels like there were some connectors that was attached to you. Since you're brand new here, we do have on top of our head, this is why you want to get your crown chakra closed down. This is, you do have what I perceive as a jellyfish, and they work with the orbs. And the jellyfish tentacles, you just think of the movie, if you saw Avatar, with that big, like, tree of life or whatever you called it there, with these little things floating around and stuff. And these tentacles are around us, and the little stingers go into our cells and bring out our cellular memory. And that's kind of how they trigger our life path here and get energy from us, so they activate certain situations and things in our life. It's possible that the thing that was being pulled away from you was, part of those tentacles from the jellyfish coming out of you. That's what I'm kind of looking at now. So that's probably what I would say it would be. Remember in that movie, Avatar, I think it was Jake, when he got on that flying, that creature, that bird, he hooked up his fiber optics, we'll call it, to the connections of those cables into, from his back of his head or neck there into the one meant that he's now in control of a lower life form. That's what these other energies do. So this is kind of maybe the main entry point into you, is with this type of jellyfish energy. And that is also, there's a clearing which costs, I think it's $10 a week, $30 a month, which is the alien attack page on the website. And at first, I put that one out for people who have problems, and it just kind of grew at its own, not using the word, you know, correctly, but mind of its own in a sense, because we had, I think, about maybe a bunch of pages on, maybe 8 pages of different things that you could do. And that page does have the alien critters on it, which we call parasitic life forms. And in there is the jellyfish, and that could be used to get rid of the stuff also if you have that. So these critters are must to get rid of. And we will be doing calls this coming month here. We do the we do 28 hours of healing. The cost is $200, and we do 3 consecutive Sundays, and it's the last 3 Sundays of the month. And then we do a Saturday, like the second Saturday of the month, it's the 4-hour call. But the 8-hour ones, we get rid of these critters. That's a big benefit. We did not do anything, you know, last month. But this coming, you know, month here, coming up here, we'll be doing that here, which will be, you know, in April. So,
Ron, I just want to interject here. So the caller knows, we appreciate him sharing this, and other listeners are saying that they also have had that sort of experience of energy in the head. And Paul is saying he always wondered what that was, and others had similar experiences too. So we thank the caller for sharing that with us. And I want to ask you, if you were able to go to the Creation Lightship booth at all, and if you were you able to go into the light infusion chamber when you were while you were at the expo?
I saw it, but I wasn't in the frame of mind to do it because I was waiting for this practitioner, which I didn't get to see. I have a pinched nerve in my neck.
Oh.
And so I'm now in physical therapy for that. And so, yeah. And I just, could I just ask one more question?
Yes, you can, uh-huh.
Okay. I feel like I'm a hybrid. I know it sounds like a person who is two genders in one body. And I've been struggling with this and trying to find out, was this something that I chose to be born like, or was there some type of alien invasion that made me this way? Because this has caused a lot of pain in my life, you know, with society and also, you know, having to change careers and also having problems with finding acceptance in the romantic department because I'm what's considered a transgender person. So maybe you can give me some insight on that.
Okay, so,
I'm at a loss right now.
Okay, so I heard you say two things. I just need to clarify. So do you feel like you're both male and female both then? Or do you feel like you're human and you're not human at the same time?
Well, sometimes I don't like being in my. Sometimes I don't like being human.
Okay.
And that's because of all the physical things that come along with being human and the emotions attached to it.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And sometimes I would like to be a cyborg.
Yeah. Okay. The question, as I look at it here. So the question then would be, do you possibly have maybe a really strong alien DNA in you, or you said the word hybrid, maybe when that would happen, if that's the case, would be that very possibly your mother was taken and... basically, you had a alien species breed with your mother, with the egg, and then all of a sudden it has a hybrid, and then now you're born and you look physical, but you have the other side of you that would be an alien race or alien person in your body at the same time, and you're trying to figure out how to live here. So that's what I kind of pick up. And that can be very hard. Some people have a lot of energy as they are aliens here. In one of my lectures, I think it was, I can't recall what room I was in, but it was either Saturday or Sunday. There was a alien that was a ladies person that was in the front row, and comes to my lectures now. And I asked if he needed some help getting out of here, and he said that he's okay living here, but he does talk different. People would really think that he's weird if they saw him, I think, because he explains himself very nicely with a soft voice, and very, very intelligent person. So I did talk with him and asked if he ever needed help getting out of here, I'd help him. And so it does feel like you do have something similar. You're not like this other person. You feel a lot more human. But yeah, it is a pull because of
I've
the
always
energy.
Felt very different.
Yeah. That does feel correct to me. That's what I would
and
think
I
happened.
It's a hard time living in this dimension for me because I feel like I don't belong here.
Yeah, I know what you feel like. I definitely know.
You know, I'm not here to make trouble for anyone. I just want to live my life.
Yeah. You have to get into the mindset of the Earth reality here, which is sometimes really difficult because you probably came from peace energy, and now you're stuck in a duality, and it is more difficult. So, yeah, it sounds like it sounds like the race that you belong to is a very peaceful race. And unfortunately, our show is about over here. Maybe we could continue on sometime or something. So,
well, thank you, caller. Yeah. Our next live program will be on Wednesday if you'd like to call back. Wednesday evening, you can check the schedule on bbs.com. And I want to thank all the callers for calling in today and all the comments from everyone in the chat. And for Ed, for all his help at the expo and posting that Ustream video and making that happen. Ed and Ron both. Thank you so much for the healings today, Ron.
Okay, so we'll see you later, everybody. So blessings. And check the top of the website on the right side. We have another radio program coming up after this one here in an hour. So we'll see you later. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening.